In this episode, we will discuss paintings in modern India. In the colonial period, a hybrid style of painting emerged that combined the elements of Rajput, Mughal, and other Indian styles with European elements. These paintings evolved when the British company officers employed painters who had been trained in Indian styles. Hence, they mixed their employers' European tastes with their Indian training and were called the company paintings. They were distinguished by the use of watercolor and in technique by the appearance of linear perspective and shading. This style of painting originated in Kolkata, Chennai, Delhi, Patna, Varanasi and Tanjore. Mary Impey and Wellesley patronized large number of painters. Several painters were engaged in painting the exotic flora and fauna of India. The most famous painters of this school were Mazhar Ali Khan and Ghulam Ali Khan. These genre of paintings were prevalent till the 20th century. Bazaar paintings. This school was also influenced by the European encounter in India. They were different from the company paintings as that school mixed European techniques and themes with Indian ones. The Bazaar school did not take any influence but took the Roman and Greek influence. They made the painters to copy the Greek and Roman statues. This school was prevalent in Bengal and Bihar region. Apart from the Greco-Roman heritage, they made paintings on everyday bazaar that showed Indian bazaars with European background. One of the most famous genres was depiction of Indian courtesans dancing before the British officials. They also painted religious themes but the figures of Indian gods and goddesses with more than two axes and elephant faces like that of Lord Ganesha were prohibited as they deviated from the European notion of natural human figurine. Raja Ravi Verma. Raja Ravi Verma is one of India's greatest painters. He is considered to be the originator of the school of modern painting. The school was called modern because of the heavy influence of Western techniques and themes. He was unique as he brought together elements of South Indian painting with the Western techniques of color and style. He belonged to the state of Kerala and is known as the father of modern Indian art. Some of his extremely famous works include Ladies in the Moonlight, Shakuntala, Damayanti, and Swan. He gained nationwide recognition for his paintings from the epic Ramayana, especially the one titled Raman Kidnapping Sita and Killing Jatayu. A film has been made on him named Rang Rasiya. Bengal School of Art. The Bengal school is supposed to have a reactionary approach to the existing styles of paintings. This school is unique as they use simple colors. The idea of the Bengal school came up with the works of Abanindranath Tagore in early 20th century. His Arabian Night series made a mark on a global scale as it was path-breaking from the previous schools of Indian painting and brought in something new. He tried to incorporate Swadeshi values in Indian art and tried to reduce the influence of Western materialistic style among artists. He is known for his painting Bharat Mata and various Mughal-themed paintings. The other notable painter of this school was Nandlal Bose, whose works led to further development of modern Indian art. He was also associated with Shantiniketan. He is known for the white on black Gandhi sketch of the Dandi March, which became iconic during 1930s. He was also entrusted with the task of illuminating the original document of the Constitution of India. Another most famous painter of this school was Rabindranath Tagore. His paintings were unique as they used dominant black lines that made the subject look prominent. He made small-sized paintings. Some art historians argue that his paintings can be linked to his writings. Other famous painters of Bengal school are Asit Kumar Haldar, Manishi Day, Mukul Day, Sunaini Devi, etc. Cubist style of painting in India. The Cubist movement of painting took its inspiration from the European Cubist movement. Under this style, the objects were broken, analyzed and then reassembled. The artist reconstructed this process on the canvas through the use of abstract art forms. They tried achieving the perfect balance between line and color. One of the most popular cubist artists in India was M.F. Hussain. In the paintings that use abstract connotations, he used the motif of a horse frequently as it was best to depict the fluidity of motion. Progressive Artist Group. Post-1947, another group of painters grabbed the attention of the art world by their use of progressive and bold themes. They amalgamated these themes with softer and more abstract themes. They lacked any uniformity among themselves but were inspired by European modernism. This group was formed by 6 founding members: F. N. Souza, S. H. Raza, M. F. Hussain, K. H. Ara, H. A. Gade and S. K. Bakre. If you want to know anything else in history, please leave it in the comment box. We will come back with it. Those who have left the topics in the comment box, we are working on it and will soon come back with it. Thank you.